Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I am so excited about our guest today, Dr. Phil Carson. Dr. Phil knows how to help people get the most out of their life by working together with them to uncover the root cause of their health issues. Patients come to him with problems and leave with renewed hope that they can be healthy again. A practicing pharmacist in the Southeast since 1985, he has not only consistently improved many patients' quality of life, but also literally saved a few of them. It is my absolute excited honor to welcome Dr. Phil to our show today.
All right. Thank you so much, Belinda. I'm excited and honored to be on your program today. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Why don't you just take a few minutes to let our listeners get a little bit to know you a little bit better and fill us in on that bio and tell us a little bit about your journey and where you are today.
All right. Today, I consider myself a holistic health architect. I work with people to help develop plans to get them on a path to healthier living and correcting imbalances in their body and restoring health and helping them live with more vitality, more energy. And that's something that I've been doing now for quite a few years. I've changed the practice setting, basically. I was doing out of a pharmacy for many, many years, but I'm working in a clinic now. I co-founded with a doctor friend of mine a year and a half ago that we call the Life Transformation Medical Center. But I started on a journey toward natural medicine 20-something years ago when I was having, I guess probably close to 30 years ago, when I was having some major health issues of my own. I was in a very stressful job working for a big chain store operation, and the stress was literally killing me. I was having major gastritis issues with reflux and heartburn, indigestion, severe stomach cramping, and it was the stress, but it was also my diet, the things I was eating, and what I later learned after taking several types of medications, drinking a couple of bottles of antacid every day to try to get relief, I later learned that I also had a medical condition called hypochlorhydria, which is low stomach acid. And so I picked up a book on natural medicine one day in a bookstore, started reading it, and found in this book the answer to my problem. This doctor was talking about this situation with low stomach acid and how a lot of people suffer from that, and suggested doing a couple of simple in-home tests. I did those. I got relief, and the rest is history. It changed my life.
Wow.
And so because of that, I wanted to learn more. I wanted to say, hey, you know, I want to learn more about natural medicine, because in pharmacy school, I was taught the history of natural medicine, not the application of it, as a lot of clinicians were back in the 70s, 80s, even today. Some places are still teaching the history instead of the application, even though there are a lot of people that are seeking natural advice and natural help this day and time. And I'm happy to see that.
Yeah, it certainly has been a huge growing trend over the last several years, for sure.
Absolutely. And it's something that people seek me out for now, because as I began to learn more, I started taking courses, I started getting certifications and all kinds of natural therapies, started sharing the knowledge I was gaining with my patients, began to see life-changing results with them. And, you know, word of mouth is a wonderful way to get the word out on things. They're a wonderful way to of promotion. And they started telling other people the results they were getting. And so people started seeking me out for natural advice and natural help. And that's kind of what pushed me and moved me into, you know, what I do now, working in a clinic, developing wellness plans and wellness programs for people every day.
Great. Well, then tell us how having your own business and or even changing this direction has shaped your lifestyle today.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's it's been a roller coaster ride. I can tell you that when you own your own business. You know, I started out back in 1999. I left a small pharmacy operation I was working for at that time. By the way, I got out of that big chain operation and got into a more less stressful environment. But in 1999, I left and I decided to open up my own pharmacy. And I wanted it to be an integrated pharmacy, one that integrated both natural and traditional medicine. And so that's what I did. And started from scratch. I had nothing, started with nothing. And we grew that store, and I think it was 6-7 years later, I had outgrown it and had to open up another location. And everything was going wonderful. Two successful locations. And then 2008 and 2009, you remember well, I'm sure, and I'm sure your listeners do. Also, what happened to our economy back then?
Yes.
And everything kind of crashed for a lot of people. And I was one of those people. I lost everything I had and locked the door on my dream in 2009. And December 31st, 2009, I had to walk away from everything I had built and lost it all. It was tough. And that's why I say it was a roller coaster ride. But a few years later, about 3 years later, I was presented another opportunity to partner with someone and open another business. Of course, I didn't have the money because I lost everything. So I put in sweat equity and got this business up and running. And it took off. And the roller coaster went up. And the business became very, very successful. Last year, when I completely sold out my shares in the business, we had gone from one location to five.
Wow.
And when I sold out, that's when I partnered with this doctor friend of mine and opened up the Life Transformation Medical Center. So, it's been somewhat of a roller coaster ride for me, but it's... it's been an experience, I'll say, a variety of experiences, but ups and downs. But through the good times, through the bad times, I wouldn't trade them for anything. And even the bad times, the things that I learned going through those tough times were so valuable to me now.
I was just going to say, a lot of people get afraid to get on the journey because they're so afraid of what if it doesn't work out. And the reality of it is, sometimes it doesn't, but it points in there for you. It was. And so you learn a great deal from that. And if you had not had all those experiences, you probably would not be in the exact place that you are today.
Exactly.
And that's what I think people lose sight of. It's like, it does transform. My business certainly has transformed over the 20 plus years that I've had it. It's not exactly the same as when I first started, and it's not even the same as it was. And I too, fortunately I had been doing it a long time and we were able to get through that difficult time, but it wasn't without layoffs and downsizing and changing the way that we did business. It certainly changed sort of the map or the blueprint of the way that we did things. And then that was painful at the time, but it led us to more of what the blueprint is today, which I may never have even explored because I hadn't been forced to. So
that's right.
I just think that there are great learning lessons, whether you do have successes or failures, they all are the blueprint of what gets you on that next place in your journey, as long as you're willing to stay positive and continue to learn from the experiences that you had. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And, the experience I had in losing everything and those tough years that we went through after that, I've told people, several times that I can look back now and say, I'm glad it happened because it put me on a whole nother path, a whole nother journey that you're right. I probably wouldn't have not looked at or thought about, and the connections that I made, the things that I've learned that I was forced to to learn and forced to do, and things that I chose to do during that time, literally have changed my life, changed my way of thinking about business, and it's amazing. I look back often now and say, wow, it's just unbelievable that I am where I am today, and that along the way I have met some amazing people, made some amazing connections, learned what podcasting was. I learned what masterminds were. I do both. I podcast. I'm a guest on a lot of podcasts. I'm a part of a mastermind that has just broadened my horizons and my way of thinking tremendously. And I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Well, that's great. So then share with us a couple of your skill sets that you feel have been instrumental in your journey of success along the way.
One of those, I guess, would be my strong ambition to succeed, and belief that I have in the faith that I have in myself and in my abilities. And I'm the kind of person that if you tell me, no, you can't do that, that there's no way that you can do that, I'm going to try to prove you wrong. If I have a strong enough belief that it can be done, I'm going to try to make a way to make it happen. So I'm very driven and ambitious person when it comes to things that I think can work and things that can happen. And so that served me well in starting new ventures and new businesses and new ideas.
Great. Yeah. So then why don't you share with our listeners one of your most outstanding accomplishments or something that is super meaningful for you?
I guess probably most recently was writing and publishing a book. Earlier this year, I published a book titled How to Live Until You Die, The 7 Keys to Living Happy, Healthy, and Whole. And part of the story in the book is what I experienced with the loss of my business, and the things, the ideas and things, some of the content of the book came out of those dark days that I experienced. The phrase happy, healthy, and whole, that's part of my subtitle, is something that came out of those dark days. A lot of nights I would take walks, long walks along our country road, and just, you know, pouring my heart out, praying and meditating, talking, trying to sort through all the things that had happened. And one night that affirmation began to come out of my mouth. I am happy, I am healthy, I am whole. Even though I was not any of the three at the time, I just kept saying it over and over. I can tell you today, without reservation, I am happy, I am healthy, I am whole. So, but that book was something that was not on my radar several years ago. I had really hadn't thought of writing a book. I know I had a lot of people tell me over the years that I should, but it just wasn't something that I thought I would ever do. I was encouraged to do it, so I did.
Oh, and great. So that, yeah. It's not an easy task, I'll tell you that.
Oh, no.
It's a big undertaking, and that's why it is something to be super proud of when you finish it. I know it took me years to finally write one, and I had been encouraged too. And I don't know that if I hadn't have been approached by Wiley and the Dummies franchise, I don't know if they had not pushed me, I don't know if I still would have gotten it done, to be honest. But then when I agreed and got in that process, it was huge. It's a huge undertaking. So congratulations. Oh, yeah. On that. I'm always, I always have a great, just really feel great about people that do that, because I know what they've been through in doing it. So I commend you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much.
So then on the opposite of that, tell us about maybe a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that. I think you've kind of shared a little bit of that challenge with us, but just maybe a little bit more of kind of how did you work through that? So there's this 3-year gap, kind of what I'm hearing from when you lost everything to kind of you went into this new practice. And so how did you work through that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you for asking. But yeah, that was definitely a challenge. And like I said, it's something I thought would never happen to me, you know, losing everything, losing a business. But it happened. And it was a challenge. It was an obstacle to my dream. But it was several things that helped me get through that situation. My faith in God, for one thing. My wife, she was by my side and supporting me and helping me all along the way. My two older kids, I have five children. And at the time when I lost it all, two of them were in, my two oldest were in college. And they were two boys, and they were supportive. We had we also have three girls, and they're younger. They never knew. We were able to kind of keep it from them. It was a challenge in a lot of ways in doing that. I guess Dave Ramsey kind of helped us with that a lot, because after we lost it all, our church offered, just happened at the about the same time, they were offering Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University course. And so we took that course. And so all the things that we had to quit doing, going out to eat, and a lot of the things that we had no money to do anymore, Dave Ramsey caught the blame for it. So my girls used to call him the devil.
Oh, my goodness.
Because you know, they thought it was his fault because we weren't doing the things that we used to do. And actually, last year I met Dave at a meeting up in Nashville, and I told him that story, and he said, "Yeah," he said, "they're not the only ones that think that ever thought I was the devil."
Oh, but that's funny. That's a great story.
Yeah. Oh yeah, but working through that and that challenge was tough, but the support of my family, our faith, and my desire to succeed and to not let it get me down and not keep me down, and my willingness to fight, push forward. Fortunately, I was able to get a job, and I worked for a company doing pharmacy services for a particular company, and I was able to work a lot of extra hours and you know, try to make the extra money. But it was the business opportunity that came along in 2012 that we had to weigh out and decide, hey, is this something that we should do? Because I couldn't quit my job. I had to do this startup. So in facing that challenge, we decided that we should give it a try, give it a shot. And I invested my time. Like I said, I worked 6 months for no pay. And after 6 months, I began to get a small salary. And a year into opening up, starting this little operation, I had to quit the job because it had grown so much, and I couldn't continue to do both.
Wow.
But I moonlighted. I worked nights, weekends, every opportunity I had building this little business and getting it up and running. That's how I faced that challenge and worked through it.
Well, that's great. And that's great advice for people. And it is putting the hard work in. That's mm-hmm. That's what it is. That's what it takes. So yeah. What does working from your happy place mean to you today?
Well, working from my happy place is what I'm doing now, and working with people and giving people hope and sharing with them and giving them advice and coaching them with their health and seeing life-changing results. I coach and consult here in this clinic operation I have, but also have an online business that I do as well, CarsonNatural.com, that I work with people all over the country that come to me for coaching and consulting in natural medicine and natural products, and giving them hope, giving people information that makes a difference in their life. That's working from my happy place.
Oh, that's
seeing people's lives changed for
yeah,
the better.
Absolutely. So what advice would you give to those who want to be entrepreneurs, who are interested in starting their own business?
I've learned a lot of things along the way, as I said, but I would have to say probably the thing that I tell most any entrepreneur that talks to me about that, or anybody that asks me, is that don't try to be Superman or Superwoman. Don't try to do it alone. Enlist other people to help you. You know, that's something I didn't do. And one of the reasons why I didn't survive the crash in 2008, 2009, I believe. I was a person who thought I could do this, I could do that, and I didn't enlist people to help me grow my business like it should, like I should have. And I didn't, all through the years, I had a problem with delegating as well, and letting other people help me, not outside the business with services, outside the business, but within the business as well with employees a lot of times. And so I would, you know, encourage anybody that's wants to go down that path of being an entrepreneur, but don't think you can do it alone. Don't think you can do it all by yourself. Get other people to help you. Hire the right people that you need. And it's not as expensive as you think it is. There's people out there that you can hire part-time to do a lot of things that and can do it better than you can. And that was my downfall. I didn't do that. But I do it now.
Oh, that's great. You know, I tell people that in the space that I'm at. And I, when I started out a long, 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 long time ago, I started out as the assistant to this director. And I was only 14. And she said, oh my gosh, why don't you come work in my home a couple of days a week, help me organize products, help me do this. She's taught me how to get on the phone, do some customer care. And she was a really great mentor to me. And for me at 14, it was great money, but it was not very much money at all for her to have to pay compared to what she might pay an adult that was coming there and working every day. And throughout my career, I've used a lot of young people. We always have co-op students, even in our office now. And it's really great because they can do tasks that you can pay a lower amount to, where you can save the money to pay somebody for the more important tasks. But also you're mentoring these young people. And so I always encourage people to look at that. There's a lot of college students that are available too that are interested in just getting some experience. And you don't have to go out full time. Like the first time I ever hired my first employee was only 2 days a week. And so I think people get afraid to delegate, one, because they like, I can do it myself. But number two, they think they have to go all in and offer somebody this huge salary and that they can't afford that yet. And I think learning very early on to delegate, like I too had a 14-year-old girl that came over to my place and just did, you know, back then there was no internet really. And so she was stuffing envelopes and labeling them and putting stamps on them. And that just saved me a huge amount of time that she could come over from school after work and she loved it. And so I just think that it's thinking outside of the box instead of getting trapped into what that means to delegate. But I do believe that's where people get really hung up the absolute most. So I'm glad you shared that.
Oh, yeah.
So what are some new and exciting things then that you're working on? And also, I'd love you to tell our listeners again how they can find you.
All right. Well, right now I'm working on building and developing some online courses, webinars, so I can spread the message to more people about natural health and living healthier lives and doing it naturally. You know, there's so many people out there that are looking for natural answers. They don't want to take the medications that cause so many side effects and so many problems often. And they're looking for those solutions, those natural solutions. And so I want to get the message out there more. So we're working on developing some of those things that we can do online and spreading that message. The online business I have is CarsonNatural.com. That's where people can reach me and find me, find out all about what I do and the services that we provide, the products that we sell. They're all there, CarsonNatural.com.
Is that CARSON?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. And do you have a Facebook group as well or no?
Oh, yes. I have Carson Natural Facebook every Friday. During the noonday hour central time, I do a Facebook Live broadcast that we call Feeling Good Friday.
Oh, that's awesome.
And kind of goes along with our podcast, the Feeling Good Podcast. But we do Feeling Good Fridays every Friday. And I go on and share something about health, body, soul, and spirit. It's different every week. I show up somewhere different every week. I'm never in the same place twice. And I broadcast from all over the world, actually. wherever I am on a Friday, I'm broadcasting during the noonday hour, Central Time.
That's awesome.
I have a lot of fun doing that. I started doing it about a year and a half ago, and I've never missed a Friday in the past year and a half.
Oh, that's great. All right. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. And I know that our listeners are going to take a lot from that. You had some really great, insightful things to share with them. And I love you sharing your personal story. I know that sometimes people just like to share all the good stuff and not share any of sort of the trials along the way. So I certainly appreciate your honesty and sharing that with all of us, because that's how we all learn and grow as well. So thank you.
Absolutely. Well, thank you. And I really appreciate you having me on today, Blynn. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends. And be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.